The Osgood File. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. The first casualty of war is the truth, and Jack Macy couldn't be more proud of his deceptions.
I was in the rubber army, as I called it.
More after this from Charlie. From the Trojan horse to the CIA's fake vaccination campaign as part of the hunt for Osama bin Laden, deception is as old as war itself.
I was in the rubber army, as I called it.
The rubber army?
Yeah, the inflatable army.
CBS's Jim Axelrod with Jack Macy, who is now 88. But as a 19-year-old army private, his job was to design full-size inflatable Sherman tanks, which, along with appropriate recorded sound effects, were supposed to trick the Germans into wasting their ammunition firing at balloons.
And the Nazis were buying that they were real?
We hope so.
Did you actually take incoming?
Yeah, we took incoming. We did have casualties. There weren't many, but there were casualties.
It was called the Ghost Army, and it saw action at the Battle of the Bulge, Sicily, and North Africa, among others. And its existence remained classified for more than 50 years after the war. But filmmaker Rick Beyer's new documentary, called Ghost Army, will probably change that.
This is just, like, so out of left field. You know, you want to preserve that. You want to preserve that quirkiness, and so that people understand the kind of the full range of what World War II really involved.
Jack Macy never became as famous as some of his fellow artists, like fashion designer Bill Blass, who Macy remembers as the only GI to be found reading Vogue in his foxhole. But he does have one big claim to fame. Remember the famous picture of Nixon and Khrushchev debating communism in a mock-up of an American kitchen in Moscow? That kitchen was the brainchild of Jack Macy. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.